With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Tuesday night's vice presidential debate was calm and civil.
The tone of the J.D. Vance-Tim Walz debate was strikingly polite and respectful in the polarized environment of the 2024 campaign.
I've enjoyed tonight's debate, and I think there was a lot of commonality.
I think that Governor Walz and I actually probably agree that we need to do better on this.
But the friendly discussion did not shy away from sharp differences between the two campaigns on a host of issues, including guns.
We unfortunately have a mental health crisis in this country.
Sometimes it just is the guns.
Instead of aiming their attacks at each other, the two VP hopefuls went after each other's running mates. Greg Clugston, New York.
Also at SRNnews.com, dock workers in the U.S. are on strike. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Some 45,000 dock workers in the U.S. are walking the picket line. They're striking over wages and automation, which threatens their jobs. The U.S. Maritime Alliance, which represents the ports, says its latest offer to dock workers is a 50% pay increase over 6 years, and it's promising to keep limits on automation. The union says that offer still falls short of what dock workers are demanding in wages and job protections from automation. I'm Donna Warder.
Hurricane Helene has killed more than 150 people in the southeast. Over a third were in Asheville, North Carolina, where rescuers are still searching for the missing. A GoFundMe, authorized by former President Trump for the victims of Hurricane Helene, has now raised over $3 million. The GoFundMe page surpassed $1 million raised for the victims just hours after it was created. Among the list of people making donations to the account were rock star Kid Rock and UFC CEO Dana White. This is SRN News. A major shift is happening in gender and religion, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Ever since pollsters began asking, women have proven to be more religious than men in this country. But the latest research indicates that this is changing. Amongst Generation Z, the youngest American adults, 40% of women describe themselves as non-religious, compared to 34% of men. Polls indicate the young men are more likely to attend church services now and perform other practices such as reading the Bible and praying. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion activists are courting Latino voters through door-knocking and Spanish-language ads. They say the fast-growing group could determine the outcome of abortion ballot measures across the country, like states such as Arizona and Florida, with large Hispanic populations. New polls indicate, despite the allegiance to the Catholic Church, a majority of Latinos want abortion to be legal in all or most cases. This is SRN News. A big water project in the Big Apple. John Scott explains.
A stretch of aqueduct that supplies more than half of New York City's water is being shut down through the winter as part of a $2 billion project to address massive leaks beneath the Hudson River. The temporary shutdown of the Delaware Aqueduct in upstate New York has been in the works for years now. City officials have steadily boosted capacity from other parts of the sprawling 19-reservoir system. City officials say water will flow like always from city faucets after the shutdown begins this week, but its famously crisp taste might change a bit as other sources are tapped into more heavily. John Scott report.
A trial date is set for the man accused in an assassination attempt on former President Trump. The criminal trial for Ryan Ruth is scheduled to begin November 18th at a federal courthouse in Fort Pierce, Florida. The 58-year-old was arrested last month after a Secret Service agent reportedly spotted him hiding in the bushes with a rifle. More details at SRNnews.com.